Welcome to Weekly Update with State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. We'd like to begin this week by talking about the great news. Potter County Fair Week is right upon us. That starts next week. What are the details? Are you going to be out there? Where's your table? What are you looking forward to?
Well, county fair season is upon us, and the first county fair that we have here in this area is the Potter County Fair. It gets underway next week, and I'm looking forward to attending the fair. Once again, I will have a table set up at the fair offering a variety of brochures and booklets about state programs and services, as well as state maps and our very popular targets. We struggle to keep those on the table because everybody wants one. So we'll have more targets this week. The table will be staffed by myself and my staff in the evenings from Monday, July 28th through Friday, August 1st. So I would encourage folks to stop by.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is Senior Expos. Senior Expo season is also upon us. The first one that we'd like to talk about is one that took place last week. I understand that you didn't host this one, but you got to participate. What are the details?
I had the opportunity to attend a Senior Expo and the Potter County Senior Center countywide get-together this week in Countersport. It was an event hosted by the Countersport Arboretum Association and also Potter County Human Services. Was a huge crowd, a beautiful day, I think actually a record crowd. Of people coming out to the Countersport Arboretum, all focused on providing services and support for senior citizens. So I want to thank those organizations for putting this event together. My office had a table there, and I was glad to participate. And again, thank everybody for hosting this great event. It is Senior Expo season, and our first Senior Expo will take place next week on Friday, August 1st. From 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the University of Pittsburgh at Bradford. This is an event that grows every year. It's a free event. It's open to senior citizens, their family members, and caregivers. We'll have state, county, and local exhibitors on hand to distribute information and answer questions about a variety of issues. It's an opportunity to talk face-to-face with representatives from many, many organizations to get your questions answered. Is really all focused on services and support for senior citizens. We're going to be providing lunch, health screenings, door prize drawings will be drawn. Would encourage everyone to join us at the University of Pittsburgh at Bradford on Friday, August 1st. If you can't make the Bradford Senior Expo, mark your calendar because we're hosting two additional expos this year. The next one will be held in Kane at the Kane Community Center on Friday, September 12th. And then our final expo of the year will be held on Friday, October 10th at the Rowlett Fire Hall in Rowlett in Potter County. And please note that due to the expo next Friday, my offices in Bradford, Countersport, and Kane will be closed all day on Friday, August 1st. But if you need immediate assistance that day, please contact the Harrisburg office at 717-787-5075.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is something that you've been working on for a long time, and that's spreading broadband service throughout the state, especially to rural areas. I understand there's good news in this department. What are the details?
Well, the Pennsylvania Broadband Development Authority that we created recently announced the $1.16 billion Broadband Equity Access and Deployment Program will accept its second and final round of applications through August 1st. So this is a deadline that's coming up very soon. The program is federally funded, but it provides states with funding to deploy broadband infrastructure and connect residents to the internet. So this deadline is coming up very soon. We know that there's still many, many areas in Pennsylvania that are either unserved or underserved with broadband access. So this is an important deadline, and I know that there are many applications being submitted. We need to do all that we can to make wise use of this funding so that we can provide broadband to more areas across the Commonwealth.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in for another weekly update with State Representative Martin Causer.